AV Dual, VAB. Abschlussprüfung Englisch. Hauptprüfung 2023-2024. Teil 1.
Listening Comprehension Test. You will hear each recording twice. After each listening, you will have time to complete your answers. Task 1. You now have time to read the assignments.
Could you imagine living without your smartphone? Well, there are some teenagers who can. At Merrill High School in New York City, students founded a so-called anti-smartphone club. Let's listen to five students talking about their reasons for joining the club.
Speaker 1.
Hi, my name is Lewis. I joined the anti-smartphone club over 1 year ago. At first, it was really hard. I was so used to my phone, and I spent almost the whole day scrolling through TikTok or Instagram, even when I was at school or doing my homework. It was so bad that I couldn't concentrate on the easiest tasks. For example, every time I wanted to read something, I had to read it again and again. Luckily, 1 year later, I have no trouble working on something without using my phone.
Speaker 2.
Hello, I am Lisa. I am the founder of the Anti-Smartphone Club. Maybe you ask yourself why I founded a club like this. When I was younger, I felt very lonely. I had many friends on Facebook and other social networks, but I did not spend a lot of time hanging out with them in real life. We only communicated via our phones. Today, my social circle is so much bigger. Now I have deep connections with people in real life, and not only via my phone.
Speaker 3.
Hey, my name is Jack. I am a big fan of the Anti-Smartphone Club. Why? Because I can finally sleep again. Before I joined the club, I slept only 2 to 3 hours per night. I was on my phone texting friends or watching YouTube videos for hours. That was horrible. It was really difficult to get up in the morning and go to school. Now, my smartphone is not even near me when I am in bed. Best decision ever.
Speaker 4.
Hey everyone, I am Emma. I really love the Anti-Smartphone Club because it helped me so much. In the past, I had to deal with lots of hate comments on social media. Every time I posted a picture on Instagram, two girls from my school would write very mean comments and make fun of me. This made me feel so terrible. Today, I am much more self-confident, and I don't need my phone to get attention.
Speaker 5.
Hi there, it's Chris. I decided to become a member of the club 3 months ago, and I already feel so much better. A year ago, I went to the doctor because I was not feeling well. I had a headache almost every day, plus my back hurt most of the time, and my eyes felt dry. The doctor told me that this could be symptoms of smartphone overuse. Now, after 3 months without my phone, the back pain is gone completely. My eyes are not dry, and I don't suffer from headaches anymore.
Now listen to the recording again.
Could you imagine living without your smartphone? Well, there are some teenagers who can. At Murrow High School in New York City, students founded a so-called anti-smartphone club. Let's listen to five students talking about their reasons for joining the club.
Speaker 1.
Hi, my name is Lewis. I joined the anti-smartphone club over 1 year ago. At first, it was really hard. I was so used to my phone, and I spent almost the whole day scrolling through TikTok or Instagram, even when I was at school or doing my homework. It was so bad that I couldn't concentrate on the easiest tasks. For example, every time I wanted to read something, I had to read it again and again. Luckily, 1 year later, I have no trouble working on something without using my phone.
Speaker 2.
Hello, I am Lisa. I am the founder of the Anti-Smartphone Club. Maybe you ask yourself why I founded a club like this. When I was younger, I felt very lonely. I had many friends on Facebook and other social networks, but I did not spend a lot of time hanging out with them in real life. We only communicated via our phones. Today, my social circle is so much bigger. Now I have deep connections with people in real life, and not only via my phone.
Speaker 3.
Hey, my name is Jack. I am a big fan of the Anti-Smartphone Club. Why? Because I can finally sleep again. Before I joined the club, I slept only 2 to 3 hours per night. I was on my phone texting friends or watching YouTube videos for hours. That was horrible. It was really difficult to get up in the morning and go to school. Now, my smartphone is not even near me when I am in bed. Best decision ever.
Speaker 4.
Hey everyone, I am Emma. I really love the Anti-Smartphone Club because it helped me so much. In the past, I had to deal with lots of hate comments on social media. Every time I posted a picture on Instagram, two girls from my school would write very mean comments and make fun of me. This made me feel so terrible. Today, I am much more self-confident, and I don't need my phone to get attention.
Speaker 5.
Hi there, it's Chris. I decided to become a member of the club 3 months ago, and I already feel so much better. A year ago, I went to the doctor because I was not feeling well. I had a headache almost every day, plus my back hurt most of the time, and my eyes felt dry. The doctor told me that this could be symptoms of smartphone overuse. Now, after 3 months without my phone, the back pain is gone completely. My eyes are not dry, and I don't suffer from headaches anymore.
Task 2. You now have time to read the assignments.
This is Radio You and I. Do you already know where to go on a summer holiday? Are you tired of just lying on the beach, hanging around and doing nothing? Then stay tuned. Today, we are talking about holiday adventures. My first guest in the studio is Ed Stafford, an explorer and survivalist. He is going to tell us about his biggest adventure. Welcome, Ed. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Haley. I'm happy to be here.
Ed, let's talk about your biggest adventure, your trip to South America. What did you do there?
I walked along the Amazon River.
Oh dear. You walked along the whole Amazon River? It is considered the longest river in the world, with almost 7,000 kilometers. That's a very long way to go. Tell us more about your journey. Where did you start?
I started from the mountains of Peru. I walked along the river until I reached Brazil, where the Amazon River flows into the Atlantic Ocean.
How many countries did you travel through?
I traveled through 6 countries. First Peru, then Ecuador, Colombia, Venezuela, Bolivia, and finally Brazil.
Wow. How long did it take?
It took a long time. In total, 2 years and 4 months.
But honestly, Ed, when I think of the Amazon River, dangerous animals come into my mind.
You're right. There are snakes and crocodiles. But I was very lucky. Only mosquitoes bit me.
You lucky thing. And what did you eat there?
I had to find fruit and nuts. What I loved most was the fish I caught in the river every morning. But sometimes it was hard to find food. Then I went to bed hungry.
How did you come up with the idea of taking such a dangerous adventure? Weren't you afraid at all?
I always wanted to go there. Of course, I must admit that it was dangerous. However, as a former soldier, I know how to handle risky situations, and I'm a fit person. But I also have to say that I didn't have any children or a wife at home, so I could risk more.
And how did you know where to go? I cannot imagine Google Maps working in the rainforest.
No, there is no internet. But technology was very important for me. I used a radio to ask people for help. Some native people even guided me through the rainforest. Most of the people there are very nice. I'm going to visit some of them next year again.
Sounds great. Ed, we are running out of time. That's the end of our interview. Thanks for being our studio guest. And now it's time for some music.
Now listen to the recording again.
This is Radio You and I. Do you already know where to go on a summer holiday? Are you tired of just lying on the beach, hanging around and doing nothing? Then stay tuned. Today, we are talking about holiday adventures. My first guest in the studio is Ed Stafford, an explorer and survivalist. He is going to tell us about his biggest adventure. Welcome, Ed. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Haley. I'm happy to be here.
Ed, let's talk about your biggest adventure, your trip to South America. What did you do there?
I walked along the Amazon River.
Oh, dear. You walked along the whole Amazon River? It is considered the longest river in the world, with almost 7,000 kilometers. That's a very long way to go. Tell us more about your journey. Where did you start?
I started from the mountains of Peru. I walked along the river until I reached Brazil, where the Amazon River flows into the Atlantic Ocean.
How many countries did you travel through?
I traveled through 6 countries. First Peru, then Ecuador, Colombia, Venezuela, Bolivia, and finally Brazil.
Wow. How long did it take?
It took a long time. In total, 2 years and 4 months.
But honestly, Ed, when I think of the Amazon River, dangerous animals come into my mind.
You're right. There are snakes and crocodiles. But I was very lucky. Only mosquitoes bit me.
You lucky thing. And what did you eat there?
I had to find fruit and nuts. What I loved most was the fish I caught in the river every morning. But sometimes it was hard to find food. Then I went to bed hungry.
How did you come up with the idea of taking such a dangerous adventure? Weren't you afraid at all?
I always wanted to go there. Of course, I must admit that it was dangerous. However, as a former soldier, I know how to handle risky situations, and I'm a fit person. But I also have to say that I didn't have any children or a wife at home, so I could risk more.
And how did you know where to go? I cannot imagine Google Maps working in the rainforest.
No, there is no internet. But technology was very important for me. I used a radio to ask people for help. Some native people even guided me through the rainforest. Most of the people there are very nice. I'm going to visit some of them next year again.
Sounds great. Ed, we are running out of time. That's the end of our interview. Thanks for being our studio guest. And now it's time for some music.
Task 3. You now have time to read the assignments.
Hi, this is John from Topshop Enterprises. I'm calling to confirm your job interview as a sales assistant for next week, Monday, May 5th. We're very much looking forward to getting to know you. Unfortunately, we had to change your interview time from the morning to early afternoon, so your interview is not at 10:30 a.m., but at 1:30 p.m. We know this might be a little problematic for you, because you told us that your train already arrives at 9:30 a.m. Is it possible for you to take a later train and still make it to the interview on time? If not, here are some tips what you could do to spend the time before your interview. Right next to the train station, there is a very nice park where you could go for a walk or have some coffee in one of the coffee shops inside of the park. The view from these coffee shops is amazing. You can see the river and trees. Also, the city centre is not far from the train station. In the city centre, there are lots of very good restaurants where you could have a delicious lunch before the interview. Besides, there is an international market next week where vendors from different countries sell traditional products and food from their home country. If you're interested in that, you should definitely go there. You asked us how to get from the train station to our office. Actually, there is a metro station right in front of our office. But since there is a construction site, the metro station is closed at the moment. That's why you will have to take the bus number 48, which goes to the Palace Place. The bus stop is called Parkway. It's the fifth stop after the train station. From there, you will have to walk the rest of the way. When exiting the bus, you can already see the main building of our company. It will take you about 5 minutes to get there. However, it is important that you don't use the main entrance. The interview will take place in one of our smaller buildings. Just go behind the main building until you see an office building. This is where your interview will take place. You cannot miss it. Enter this building, go up the stairs, and then to the left. Your interviewer will wait for you in room A243. His name is James Miller. If you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to call us. Good luck for your interview. Take care and goodbye.
Now listen to the recording again.
Hi, this is John from Topshop Enterprises. I'm calling to confirm your job interview as a sales assistant for next week, Monday, May 5th. We're very much looking forward to getting to know you. Unfortunately, we had to change your interview time from the morning to early afternoon, so your interview is not at 10:30 a.m., but at 1:30 p.m. We know this might be a little problematic for you, because you told us that your train already arrives at 9:30 a.m. Is it possible for you to take a later train and still make it to the interview on time? If not, here are some tips what you could do to spend the time before your interview. Right next to the train station, there is a very nice park where you could go for a walk or have some coffee in one of the coffee shops inside of the park. The view from these coffee shops is amazing. You can see the river and trees. Also, the city centre is not far from the train station. In the city centre, there are lots of very good restaurants where you could have a delicious lunch before the interview. Besides, there is an international market next week where vendors from different countries sell traditional products and food from their home country. If you're interested in that, you should definitely go there. You asked us how to get from the train station to our office. Actually, there is a metro station right in front of our office. But since there is a construction site, the metro station is closed at the moment. That's why you will have to take the bus number 48, which goes to the Palace Place. The bus stop is called Parkway. It's the fifth stop after the train station. From there, you will have to walk the rest of the way. When exiting the bus, you can already see the main building of our company. It will take you about 5 minutes to get there. However, it is important that you don't use the main entrance. The interview will take place in one of our smaller buildings. Just go behind the main building until you see an office building. This is where your interview will take place. You cannot miss it. Enter this building, go up the stairs, and then to the left. Your interviewer will wait for you in room A243. His name is James Miller. If you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to call us. Good luck for your interview. Take care and goodbye.
This is the end of part one, the listening comprehension.